Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. The holiday shopping season is in full swing. Sean Lyons is executive director for the South Dakota Retailers Association. He joins us now from Pier for a preview of the outlook in the state. Sean Lyons, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you, Lori. Good to hear from you.
Sean Lyons, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hi, Lori. How are you? Good to hear from you.
Doing well. Give me an idea of how post-election attitude, let's start there, concerns about how that affects customer confidence or caution.
Well, first of all, we recently put out our holiday shopping outlook as we surveyed our members across the state. And we represent about 4,000 retailers, large and small, around South Dakota. And I think, by and large, what we're hearing is a fairly positive outlook about the holiday shopping season. But there's certainly no question that the election nationally and here at home, as well as the ag economy, have lent a bit of a hand of caution in this process. But now that the election is over, we're hearing very positive comments from retailers, and particularly coming out of the busy Thanksgiving shopping weekend.
So is there any way to sort of find out how an election, is it this election that caused some caution, or just any election because it's a major focus point for people?
Well, I think anytime you have a major national presidential election like we've just got through, and contentious obviously on both sides, it tends to kind of pull back a bit of consumer spending because there is a bit of uncertainty about how things might play out and how that goes into the economy going forward and the type of decisions that are being made. And so we hear from retailers, as we did throughout this past year, that a lot of their customers were kind of holding off, waiting to see what that outcome was like. And sometimes that's used as a bit of a crutch in the shopping process. But I think South Dakotans, by nature, are always a little bit cautious in their spending habits. But this year was certainly an exception to that in terms of what we saw nationally. And again, what we saw here at home with, you know, a lot of ballot measures being considered and the election process just playing itself out, consumers kind of tend to hold back.
So give us an idea of the overall outlook. What do we know going into December for retailers?
Sure. Well, first of all, it was a very strong weekend for retailers, but even a better weekend, I think, for consumers who took advantage of some really incredible deals, again, at both large and small retailers. I talked to some of our board members this week throughout the state, and I know you're going to have a chance to visit with our members here in a few minutes. Small Business Saturday was really good for retailers, as was Black Friday. I think for a lot of our smaller retailers, they don't put maybe as much emphasis into the Black Friday aspect, but clearly Small Business Saturday and throughout the coming weeks is a very important time. In fact, our survey reflected that about 55% of those that responded said that the Saturday before Christmas is typically maybe one of the busiest shopping days of the holiday season. And it goes, frankly, even beyond the Christmas holiday, because a lot of great deals are put out there by retailers following the Christmas holiday. And so we'll see that well into early January as well.
What kind of impact are we seeing from ag commodity prices? Is that anecdotal, or do we have numbers that we can kind of relate the two together?
Well, clearly what happens in our ag economy, and it being South Dakota's number one industry, has a big impact on what happens on Main Street. And so if commodity prices are down, or if producers are a bit concerned about how things are going for them, their spending can be pulled back a little bit as well. Now, we talked to retailers here over the last couple of weeks that tell us that they're seeing their producers in the store, and that's obviously good news for the retail sector, but it definitely has an impact on Main Street, and it's something that we follow. And if you look at the sales tax numbers that the state tracks, it's been lagging a little bit this year, and so right now is the time not only for retailers to put on their best effort in attracting consumers into the store, but it's also very, very important for our state and local government's survival as well.
Is there a difference in South Dakota between the major population centers and their retail outlook and more of more rural communities and smaller towns dotted throughout the state?
You know, it's funny, I talked to one of our board members in Miller just this past week, and they said the fact that families were in town and visiting, and the local communities, just like Miller and others, are doing so much to emphasize shopping local. That's important for those communities you know, to make sure. And people need to understand that these retailers, whether it's in Sioux Falls or it's in a small community like Miller, the impact of what they're doing of not only supporting their communities and contributing to the local economy, but it's also showing the strength and vitality of those local communities. So Sioux Falls and Rapid City, as examples, you know, are going to continue to do well for retail sales, but we're also seeing that in our local communities as well.
We're always talking about internet shopping and how that sort of affects the local economy. Anything new that we know about that as we came off of Cyber Monday as well?
Well, you know, there's no question that e-commerce is a major part of the retail landscape. Clearly, millennials, for example, are keeping retailers on their toes when it comes to what offerings are put out there for online shopping, and even local retailers are taking advantage of that as well. I think from an e-commerce standpoint and what that means to our state, retailers are making sure that they're having great offerings, but we're also seeing efforts to make sure that those that are selling online are also operating on a level playing field and collecting and remitting sales taxes back to our state. And so you've seen some efforts that are going on the national level as well as here in South Dakota to make sure that while e-commerce is important and for consumers that demand it, we want to make sure that that's also helping to support our state as well.
Is that a legislative solution of some kind, or is that a personal choice solution?
Oh, I suppose it's a little bit of both as I think about your question. I mean, first of all, Congress has been debating the issue of Main Street e-fairness for over 20 years now, going back to the Supreme Court Quill decision in 1992. But what we also are seeing in states like South Dakota, who took the lead in passing e-fairness legislation last session, we want to make sure that that is a level playing field. In terms of the personal decision, I think consumers are going to continue to take advantage of the opportunity to shop online, and a lot of times picking up those products at the store. For retailers, and particularly the smaller ones, it's making sure that their consumers see that those businesses are also offering opportunities to shop online and hopefully entice them to come into the store and look and see what else they have to offer.
What kind of advice are you sort of providing, or do you hear retailers in South Dakota, you know, as a network with each other, passing back and forth into how to engage their community and get them into the brick and mortar stores throughout the state?
Sure. Well, one of the things that was reflected in the comments on our survey is a retailer out in the Mitchell area that said small stores know what they need to maintain that steady level of customer service. And at the end of the day, it's customer service that will not only attract the consumer to the store for the first time, but keep them coming back. And in today's competitive retail climate, that's something that retailers know that they have to do to engage the local consumer and hopefully attract others that might not be familiar with those smaller local stores to get them in and see what they have to offer.
Any for the upcoming 2017 legislative session, anything on your wish list?
Oh, you know, for our members out there, frankly, they don't look for a lot of new legislation. They're looking to be able to compete, keep their doors open, create jobs. And so we don't ask for, frankly, a lot of new legislation. We play more defense than we do offense. And so, you know, as we have a big turnover in the South Dakota legislature and several new folks that are coming in, we're looking forward to working with them and make sure that they understand that what happens on Main Street has a huge impact in South Dakota's economy. And so when it comes to issues like workers' compensation, unemployment insurance, and the like, those are issues that we track for our members and make sure that the legislature understands the impact that it does have on Main Street.
We may have to, I know you have to go somewhere else, but you might have to come back and talk about the impact of the Affordable Care Act on small businesses in South Dakota sometime. That would be another interesting topic.
Shall I would say that that's probably of the issues that we're hearing from our members right now. Health insurance is right up at the top of the list.
Right. Sean Lyons is Executive Director for the South Dakota Retailers Association. We reached him in Pierre. Sean, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Lori. Take care.